Jeff Gordon is a NASCAR phenomenon. He is rolling up Winston Cup stock car championships at a rate never before equaled. He never races to just compete. He races with an urgency to win every time. Oh, with what kind of an urgency are the sponsors lining up to use him? Just check his income. Really how to leverage transactions in the sales business in your favor. So we've talked about connection, which is that outcome of gaining trust with the buyer. Then we add to that value, which is the outcome of personalizing benefit in the buyer's life. Now our discussion is going to focus on urgency, which is accelerating that value of the transaction or the desire to transact in the buyer's mind. So you ask a few questions. What is the overall urgency in your persuasion? Secondly, how many times have you heard the response from the buyer, well, we love your program and your product, but we need more time to think? And then the two questions have crossed your mind, you know, am I being perceived as pushy? Or on the positive side, am I being perceived as helping someone now work themselves through a decision that benefits them? So when you think about the issue of urgency, it's really a feeling, a state of mind in the buyer that really comes from three dimensions. Number one, of course, begins with what is the level of their need and what they want and what they desire. And then you have to add to that, secondly, how does your product meet that value to add to urgency? And then finally, and this is very important, and it's really the focus of this module, what is the effect of their overall urgency to transact now to make a decision based on your influence? So let's examine how a sales mind goes about the entire issue of urgency, both in mindset and also in action. So the sales mind, first of all, accepts and recognizes clearly that the state of urgency in the buyer's mind to surrender that money now and make a decision with some urgency now, today, is really the ultimate test of perceived value. How many times has a sales manager heard from a salesperson, well, I have a lot working and I know they love the product, and then the manager asks, well, where is the business? And the salesperson's can't seem to give an answer. Well, the bottom line is, it must have not been valuable enough in the buyer's mind, or they would have generated a contract and made a decision. So a real professional sales mind responds calmly, you know, but firmly to really all delays that burn away critical and precious time for everyone to go ahead and succeed in life. Time is very limited. A sales mind clearly recognizes that this simply means the urgency that happens in a sale from the sales mind's perspective is well thought out. It's prepared. A sales mind understands how a customer perceives things. They understand that a customer is sensitive to pressure. So this urgency of desiring a customer to act on your offer and make a decision now must be an expectation that you earn by careful thought and careful action. So let's take a hard look at urgency. First of all, urgency has three stages. Number one stage is, you know, how much urgency did a buyer have when they came in contact with you? This is something a sales mind is very sensitive to. If the urgency is high, the offer is probably more imminent. If the urgency is not there, it's going to have to be developed. And then secondly is, when they did come in contact with you with an initial sense of urgency, how long did it take them to readily accept you? That's the second step. So we have their inherent desire for the product, their need, their want, and then added to that is how quickly do they accept you to add to their sense of urgency. And then number three, based on those first two, is then how much work do you have to do to add an additional level of urgency that ultimately leads to a transaction. So we have the initial urgency that they have. We have the urgency that is accelerated when they're comfortable with you. And then thirdly is those things we're going to discuss now that you do to generate urgency to its final level to generate desire and a transaction. addition to the three stages of urgency, we're going to add what I call the three challenges of urgency. And the three challenges of urgency are, number one, what I term the attention challenge. How do you get someone's attention to move toward a transaction now? Secondly is the distance challenge, which simply means the further you are away, both geographically, emotionally, and from a decision maker, the farther off and more diluted that urgency is probably going to be. And then number three is the influence challenge. How do you get to the right person that has the influence necessary for urgency to happen in the sale and move toward a transaction? So let's back up, first of all, and look at the attention challenge. You know, if you think about it, urgency toward acting in your favor in the mind of the customer is normally a very fleeting, sporadic, and it's an inconsistent thing because of all the volumes of considerations and decisions in their business and personal lives. Their minds are full. You know, you shouldn't look upon it, if you're a real sales mind, as a snub of you or an affront that they don't want to give you a decision on your proposal now, and there's some other things they have to decide. The fact of the matter is, you know, you've presented, they're hot, they're ready to decide. Of course, they tell you these things, and then the urgency fades, as does the perceived value. So as the perceived value, by forgetting your information, the urgency fades right with it. So it's very vital to realize and accept that the sales mind understands the intensity of urgency by the customer is a function of how high the value of your product or service is on the customer's priority list at the time you happen to cross their path. Now, this is what I like to call the front or back burner factor, because everybody's heard, well, we've thought about it and realized other things are on the front burner, so we've kind of moved this to the back burner. You've probably heard that many, many, many times. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. We just have to work to get it from the back burner to the front burner. And then you also have to add another dimension to the attention challenge, and that's, of course, the degree of competition and the number of competitors and their veracity and their value that's also in the customer's mind. So we have, in the attention challenge, we have the front or back burner factor, how high a priority is it, and then secondly is, we're being competed with by competitors who are trying to get a position in our customer's mind as well. So as we examine these challenges of urgency, we first of all have the attention challenge. And our key there is really to find out early, you know, when we're connecting with a buyer, you know, where on the action totem pole by them in addressing the value of your product is it at this particular time? There's nothing wrong with that. And by knowing that up front and asking about these timing issues, it'll let you know how much urgency is inherent in your offering at that particular time. Now, secondly, we're going to add to that what I call the distance challenge. Now, the distance challenge is a number of things. Well, first of all, it's based on the total accumulation of not just geographical distance, but emotional distance from you and a buyer. That's why every element of your potential impact in your connection, like your phone calls and your voicemails that you leave and letters that you send and emails and advertising that your company has put out in the marketplace, they've got to be loaded with some reason to act on the part of the customer now with urgency. I like to call all those messages an urgency commercial. So your challenge with distance, both emotional and geographic, is proportionally increased, obviously, when you're dealing with, for instance, an out-of-town decision maker where you can't get to them with ease or certainly at low cost, and you can't get in front of them, or a decision maker who always screens you with one or more secretaries. So, you know, distance is a reality in a sales mind's life and in their mindset. They know that if they can bridge a distance emotionally, logically, geographically, and in real time between themselves and a buyer's decision, urgency has a chance to increase. So we have the attention challenge, getting someone's attention and focused on our product. And we have the distance challenge, emotional, geographic. And then thirdly now, we have what I term the influence challenge. And I have just a couple simple rules on this one. The quality and speed of urgency to transact a decision descends. In other words, goes from a top down from a decision maker down to anybody that's responsible to responding to you much faster than it ascends. In other words, when you contact lower people in an organization and are trying to move the consideration of value upward to the top person. So, you know, every level between you and the quote-unquote top decision maker dilutes and gives a specific agenda by those people to the issue of urgency. That's why the cardinal rule here as a sales mind is to start at the top of an organization looking for a decision and getting information as much as possible. Yeah, it takes a little mental toughness and some tact to set and act upon that rule, but it's vitally important. Stages of urgency, and then we've added to that an examination of the three challenges of urgency. Now we're going to look at the final dimension, which is the three parts of urgency connected all together that make it happen. And this is what I call the urgency formula, and there's three pieces. The first is the intensity of your actions, and then you add to that the effectiveness of your work. Now, these first two together could be put under a category of self-urgency because they simply involve you, your mindset, and your efforts as a sales mind. And then the third piece, I like to call this the benefit of immediate transaction. That's the third piece, and that is what's happening in the customer's mind and is by far and away the most important. All right, so let's look at the first of these two pieces of self-urgency, which is the intensity of your actions. You know, why does that make a difference? For this reason. You know, if you think about it, baseline urgency is really first generated in a sales career or toward a specific transaction or with a buyer or in the buyer's mind by first the intensity and the desire of the seller to succeed in this transaction with this client. The bottom line is if a buyer doesn't feel some energy from you and that you really want to earn the business, it's certainly going to affect their urgency. Now, let's remind ourselves there's a fine line between being pushy and over-enthusiastic versus simply being pleasantly enthusiastic and helpful now for someone to make a decision. So this personal desire is really rooted and it's put into motion and is a byproduct of some things we've talked about before in this program. The values that you have, your goals, your identities, and your desires, and all of these things together, you know, say little things in your own mind like, you know, I must, I will, I have to. And, you know, one of the great sayings I love is, you know, lead, follow, or get out of the way. And that's how a sales mind treats this issue of intensity of action. So you ask questions like, how much desire do I have? Do I really want to succeed? Can I be both enthusiastic and persistent in the right way? Am I going to be diligent? Do I have high energy but keep that energy under control? Do I have drive? Do I have passion? And really, the noticeable benefits of this intensity are better timing. You get more coverage out of your day. You're more potent in a sales aspect, of both subconsciously and consciously. And the bottom line, your urgency and your intensity has more impact on the buyer. So in our three parts connected formula, our urgency formula, the first piece, of course, we just discussed is the intensity of your actions, but now you have to add to that another self-urgency function of you that I call the effectiveness of your work. Now, why is that a self-urgency function? Because the bottom line is this, you know, your urgency to do quality work on a very consistent basis must be both effective and accurate. It's not enough to be intense and a bull in the china shop. Your effectiveness has to be measured by, are you operating on your priorities? Are you operating with a sense of speed but eliminating mistakes? You know, if you look at any success model today, you'll certainly see speed as a primary skill or advantage. But behind speed, you'll also see the conscious decision from a good management team or a great coach or a great leader at just about any cost to not just have speed but also to have accuracy. So accuracy of your work must be maintained. You know, speed at the cost of accuracy creates some degree of net loss, you know, and if great enough, certainly overcomes the advantage of speed in the first place. So we can't be speedy and sloppy. We have to be speedy, but we have to be accurate. And when you put together speedy and accurate, you've got effective self-urgency generated by you. So some things you can do to certainly add to your sense of effectiveness and self-urgency. Number one is, in this day and age, and I won't go into this too much, is computerize. I mean, you've got to computerize your sales habits, your sales work, your information, your operation, because, you know, that just gives you more speed and effectiveness. You got to qualify earlier in the sale. You've got to have better fuel in your personal life, more passionate goals. You got to have more knowledge about your customer, their mind, their business, your own product, your own service. You got to have team support within your company. You have to make good decisions. You have to manage time well. And you've got to align your efforts toward effectiveness with seasons and deadlines and those kinds of issues. So those thoughts together have one goal, to help you be more effective, and then coupled with being more intense, those two parts together so far give you a wonderful sense of self-urgency, and the buyer will feel it. All right, so in the issue of urgency, we have the three stages of urgency, and the next we have the three challenge of urgency. And now in our discussion of the three parts connected in our urgency formula, the first two, of course, were the intensity of your actions and then the effectiveness of your actions, and we call those self-urgency. Now, we're really going to go on to the most important part of this formula. It's the third part, and it's what I like to call the benefit of immediate transaction, the benefit of immediate transaction. So that's actually a question in the buyer's mind, and it's simply this. All right, sales mind, you've made a proposal to me. I've examined the value. I've examined the value in comparison to other people that have given me bids or given me numbers. And now the question I have in my mind is, why should I give this business to you now? What is the benefit of making a decision to create a transaction with you now? And if you think about it, the customer really has some key questions going on in their mind, and they're really these, is first of all, you know, why should I give my money to you and my commitment to you now? Or secondly is, you know, should I give it to your competition? And then the third question is, you know, should I just hold on to it and do nothing now? And then the fourth question is, you know, should I do it, possibly try to do it internally? And then this is a tough last question, should I hold out on you and anybody bidding on my business to see if your price and your competitors' prices will come down? So remember, a customer, as you're wanting to make a transaction now, they're always trying to rationalize questions of why they should wait. So this benefit of immediate transaction is huge in the sales mind. Our simple goal in this module is to create an urgency framework, and that's the combination of addressing those natural questions the buyer is going to have about giving you the business, holding on to their money, and the things we just discussed. And then, you know, how much inherent urgency and desire did they have before they met you based on their need and their want and their desire? How much urgency was stimulated in your meeting and your rapport and your presence and your connection with them? And then naturally, you know, how much work do you have to do to create the urgency level that it takes to earn the business? So this is what I'm calling the urgency framework. So in this urgency framework, there really are now three key dimensions. The first are the obstacles associated with selling generated urgency. There are just some standard obstacles you run into every day. So how do you identify them and what do you do? Secondly is the type of urgency, and there are two that's happening in the buyer's mind. Well, in a broad brush sense, the first is the new urgency they have when they've met you, come in contact with you, they've experienced your presentation, they've got a feel for you. There is always a new sense of urgency in that first time that happens. And then secondly, added to that, once you've parted company, you've gone back to your office, it's been a few days, and you're following up, is now secondly, follow-up urgency. There's two types of urgency. There's new urgency, and there's follow-up urgency. And then our third major category is the question of, you know, how hard or easy are the various levels of urgency to stimulate? And I simply call this, just like in a swimming competition, the degrees of difficulty. So we have the obstacles of urgency, the type of urgency, new urgency or follow-up, and then third is the degrees of difficulty. So our real first piece in this urgency question are these, you know, what are these obstacles to selling generated urgency in the first place? Well, there are a number of them. Here are a few. There's the fear of rejection and or losing the deal by you. That's going to inhibit a sense of urgency in the sale. There's lack of your own respect for your own time. That's going to inhibit it. There's lack of respect for your ability to really help, not push, but to help the prospect make a better, more well-informed decision now while things are fresh in their mind of studying, you know, having attrition of information while things cool off and they go away and quote-unquote think about it. Then there's lack of having properly qualified the people in this deal. You know, who are the decision makers? What are the parameters? How much information? What's the timing? And then presenting relevant pieces of value that respond to those decisions. If you don't know the parameters and the environment and the timing of a deal, it's very hard to try to assess what the urgency is. And then finally, there's lack of viewing an urgent attitude in the first place as a huge function in succeeding as a sales mind. So when you think about it, urgency is really the net effect of total available time plus the accomplishments done. Second, there's urgency type or type of urgency, and there are four types of urgency. One is the new urgency in a sale. This is obviously a new customer or a new individual in a customer organization that is meeting you for the first time. You know, what level of desire did they have when they met you? How did you increase that? So there's new urgency. Then secondly is there is follow-up urgency. Urgency always wanes and diminishes when you go away from someone. So they're always hot when they're with you. They love your program and they're sure ready to go with it, but they need some time. And just, you know, just accept logically the longer that you part company and go away, that urgency diminishes, and there's nothing wrong with that if you recognize that. Then the third part is really what I call the natural or logical urgencies that are really the foundation of a buyer's decision. And those could be, you know, they've already budgeted dollars, they need your product, they've done business with you before and they're satisfied. So their urgency is simply part of a predetermined plan. You could be in an industry where an urgency is seasonal. Inventory has to be bought at a certain time of year. Or the weather or a season or a fiscal year certainly affects just a natural sense of urgency on the buyer's part, which is very logical in its plan. There could be a sale that you run in your organization. Perhaps you're a retailer that at various times of the year, there is a natural time of year you run a sale, your clients expect it, they respond with urgency for financial reasons. You know, there could be installation issues, there could be training issues. So what my challenge to you as a sales mind is to sit down with perhaps other people on your sales team, certainly with your manager, and define every possible natural logical element of urgency that could be involved in the sale. And then our fourth major type of urgency are those urgencies that you instill. And that's going to be our focus in just a moment. But those urgencies, those extra emotions that you add to accelerate that transaction towards you, those little extra things you do to bond relationships, and go back to our module on connection and look at that. So, you know, ultimately, emotionally, those little urgencies are going to be centered around two mindsets in the buyer. One is, are the things that you're describing to me as a sales mind allow me to fully see that I really have greater pain in my current circumstances than I thought? Whoa, if the pain is really that great, I better move now. Or the buyer recognizes by your influence that, gee, there really is more value in this, more reward than I thought, more gain than I thought, more economic value, a better sense of well-being, better feelings. Go back to our module on value. So, gee, I better make the transaction with you now if there really is that additional value. So our four types, again, are number one, new urgency, and then there is follow-up urgency that you have to reinstill and regenerate. There are those natural, logical urgencies that should be the foundation and be well prepared by you for any decision. And then fourthly, the tough part, that's your skill, are those urgencies that you accelerate and that you instill in the buyer's mind. So as we've done in this program consistently, let's keep things in perspective. You know, naturally, customers have questions in their own mind about surrendering their business now. And then there are obstacles that are just inherent in a sense of urgency. Urgency has various types. And then fourth and finally, this is what I call the degree of difficulty question, the degree of difficulty of generating urgency at various levels from easy to hard. What I'm about to say is very important. It's the pinnacle. It's the hardest, the most important issue in urgency is this. Do not confuse your urgency to move a decision forward with the buyer's urgency to make a decision. Hey, when it gets right down to it, they don't care about your urgency in about 95% of all cases. So what you have to do is work to match your level of urgency for them to move forward with the urgency that they believe they have in their own mind. So you're trying to match your urgency with theirs, and you're trying to do that at various levels. So let's look at some of the easiest and then up to hardest of all. First of all, the easiest state of circumstances to generate urgency in a sale in your favor is under the circumstance of a close emotional relationship between you and your customer, together with closing a transaction under the circumstance that buyer, your customer, needs your unique product or service now and is operating under their own urgency to make that transaction at maximum price because of, again, their need, their desire, the availability of your product, and their relationship with you. Now, harder, but what I call the second easiest, is closing under the circumstance and generating urgency that is stimulated by a sale that you are running, a special promotion, or a planned discount. Now, that's a key phrase. Planned discount by the management together with your actions for inventory, budget, or cash reasons. All you have to do is look in a newspaper or watch television to realize companies, national in name, run sales, run promotions, everything is well-timed, it's seasonal, and it's a little easier to generate, naturally, urgency in the circumstance, and there's a little trade-off of profit margin, however the business is transacted. Now, the first level we called the easiest. Now, what I just gave you was the second easiest. Now, I'll give you the third easiest, and that's closing and generating urgency under the circumstance where you offer a concession of price or a concession on service, giving extra service, in return for a decision now. There's simply a trade-off here. There's a trade-off in urgency for the customer to make a decision in return for some trade-off in pricing. Now, I certainly compel you to sit down, think through that carefully, how much price for trade-off of urgency and decision, and get that approved with your manager. Because the seller has to carefully evaluate, you know, which urgency concessions are really win-win and still meet the profit expectations of the organization and your management team. But the bottom line is this. The seller, that's you, the sales mind, can use that lesser amount of money earned now to invest, once it gets back into your organization, and create greater return than the discount amount itself. So in other words, the amount of benefit that your organization gains by taking in that money now, reinvesting it quickly, getting it moving, is a greater amount of yield on that money than the discount you gave to the customer. Now, finally, number four, the hardest way, but the most profitable and the most skilled way a sales mind generates urgency in the buyer's mind. Now, you notice I'm calling this hardest because there's no degree of easy in this, and this is big league urgency done consciously with a sales mind. And this is closing under the circumstance where there are no price or program concessions. This is very important. You, the sales mind, generate a perceived sense of urgency around the idea in the customer's mind, you know, gee, why would I want to wait to defer these benefits or keep incurring this pain, and creates an emotional climate in the customer, and again, some kind of perceived loss, which is pain, or gain, which is reward, by not having your product. Now, that prospect or your customer loses by waiting one moment. This is where you should focus your skills and your urgency efforts. This is being a big league sales mind with the issue of stimulating urgency.